As protests for racial justice continue across the U.S., individuals and companies are backing their words up with action by moving their money into black-owned banks. Netflix is among them. The streaming giant announced that it will put $100 million in deposits into black-owned financial institutions. James Sills joins us now. He's CEO of M&F Bank in Durham, North Carolina. It's the second oldest black-owned bank in the U.S. James, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here today.
And have you noticed more people putting money in your bank as a response to the conversations that people are having about race in this country?
Yes. Over the past 2 months, we've seen a significant uptick in business from consumers, but also from small and medium-sized businesses.
How much?
We've probably seen an increase of close to 20% in overall deposits, which is excellent.
Yeah. And do you know anything more about who these customers are? Are they white customers, black customers? Who's joining you?
We're actually seeing it from all over. We're getting, minority business customers, white corporations, white customers, Latinos. We're a community bank, and we're seeing support from all segments of the community.
Huh. A similar movement, people moving their money into black-owned banks, happened back in 2016. How does this compare, and is it significant enough to actually change the way that you do business?
That initiative was primarily more consumers. The difference this year with this particular event is there's a greater feeling of responsibility to support businesses and organizations that directly support their communities like our bank. And so what's interesting is that a high percentage of the accounts that are being opened now are small and medium-sized businesses. And, you know, those are the kind of consumers and businesses that we'd like.
Hmm. Your bank, I see, manages about $265 million in assets. The country's largest black-owned bank, One United, manages about $650 million. Now, compare that to a bank like Wells Fargo. The number is astounding, $1.9 trillion. And I just wonder if the wealth gap between black and white families in this country originates at all because of this disparity in the banks themselves.
Great question. Yes, it does. The average white family, their net worth is approximately $160,000. The typical black family is around $16,000. Additionally, there are so many business owners that have been in business for significant periods of time, and they've been able to generate wealth over many, many years, and that's really contributing to the wealth gap because some of those other businesses have other means in terms of access to capital that minority firms do not have.
The truth is black families are also far less likely in this country to use a bank. So tell me more about the consequences of structural racism in the banking and financial sectors.
Generally speaking, about 43% of the minority community is underbanked or unbanked. And there's this fear of actually establishing a relationship with a financial institution. I just think it's critical to have a relationship with a financial institution, even if it starts out with a savings account and it goes to a checking account. And then eventually that family can take advantage of all the banking products and services that a bank like ours offers in terms of a mortgage loan and a business loan. And it's important that members of the minority community have effective banking relationships with banks in their communities.
Hmm. So I'm sure you've seen the Netflix news. A big company like Netflix comes along and says it's going to put a substantial amount of money into black-owned banks. Do you think that helps reverse structural problems in the industry, or do you need something else?
It's definitely a start, and I think other corporations will probably follow suit. We definitely would leverage those deposits in our institution to redeploy those funds back in the form of loans back into the communities we serve. But in addition to deposits, we need to be able to provide services to those kinds of corporations so we can actually generate some additional income. We like to get a full relationship with those types of companies if possible, not just a depository relationship.
Some people will make the argument that black-owned banks are not the solution to financial inequality, that in fact, you know, just like any other bank, they prop up capitalism, which has historically left Black families behind. Have you heard that argument? What do you think about it?
My opinion is that Black-owned banks are definitely necessary. And if you were to examine the statistics of the PPP loan program, 75% of our loans went to people of color. And that just shows you that we were the closest entity to those small and medium-sized businesses to provide that funding to those customers. And that statistic is probably fairly widespread with all of the minority banks in the United States.
Well, that's interesting to hear you say that, because the criticism is that that PPP money, not enough of it went to Black and minority-owned businesses. But it sounds like you're saying you think it was successful, effective.
For our customers, yes, it was successful. If we had had more Black-owned banks, more African-Americans, and more minorities would have probably been able to participate in that program. And what made it successful for us and for our customers is that we had effective banking relationships with those customers already. And so it was a very smooth transition to get them in, get them to apply, and to get them that funding through that program. So we have small and medium-sized businesses, we have nonprofits, and we have church customers. And so that program, we were able to lend money to those three different market segments, and we actually impacted about 1,300 jobs by providing about $14 million in funding to those customers. And we did loans as low as $500 and as high as $2.6 million.
Wow. Church loans. I never would have thought a bank would specialize in that. What are those about?
Most minority banks specialize in church loans. And so when I arrived here in 2014, 54% of our loan portfolio was to church loans. Today, it's around 33%. We've been diversifying our loans portfolio by making loans to small and medium-sized businesses. But we've only foreclosed on four churches in 113 years. So it's a very safe loan to make. Most churches are not going to lose their church to a foreclosure.
They'll come together as a community, right?
They'll come together.
And the loan itself, yeah, is for the building?
Yeah, it's primarily for the building or the Family Life Center or the when they update a kitchen, we'll make a loan for things like that. But very safe and sound loans. They will pass the plate multiple times just to make sure that they can pay the bank.
A big picture on the economy. Of course, we're in the midst of a major downturn. How imperiled do you think the banking industry is as you see things like corporate bankruptcies starting to pile up and, you know, even people starting to default on their mortgages?
This is probably going to be three times as worse as the 2008 financial crisis. We're just in the beginning of it. I don't think most banks are going to see the end of this till the middle of next year going into 2022. But most banks are adequately capitalized, and so they should be okay.
What about your bank? I mean, you're a relatively smaller bank. Will you be okay?
We think we'll be fine. Most of our lending here is secured. So about 95% of our lending is secured. You know, it's possible that we would have some losses, but you know, we're comfortable with our portfolio at the moment.
What would you ask the government to do? I know you've been before Congress recently. What would you ask the government to do to help out not only your company, but the entire economy?
You know, it's my belief that the economy is going to need additional stimulus. And so there may be the need for a PPP 3 program and additional unemployment support. Also, if the government could further provide funding to banks like ours, we're a community development financial institution. And so if they could provide funding to the CDFI fund, that would really help institutions like ours because we're serving underserved communities.
That's Jim Sills, president and CEO of M&F Bank in Durham, North Carolina. It's the nation's second oldest Black-owned bank. James, thanks very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Peter.
And if you're curious, we have a list of Black-owned banks at hereandnow.org.